quantification. But on its own, innovation leads nowhere. To be at all effective, all innovations need to be quantified. Without quantification, how would you know whether the innovation worked? By quantification, I'm talking about the numbers related to the impact an innovation makes. For example, ask any group of small business owners how many selling opportunities they had the day before, as we have at eMyth Worldwide day after day, and I promise you 99% of them will not know the answer. The sad fact is that quantification is not being done in most businesses, and it's costing them a fortune. For example, how would you know that by changing the words you use to greet an incoming customer, you produced a 16% increase in sales unless you quantified it by, first, determining how many people came in the door before the innovation was put into effect? Second, determining how many people bought products and what the dollar value of those products were before you changed the words and what you said to produce those sales. Third, counting the number of people who came in the door after you changed the words. Four, counting the number of people who purchased something. Five, determining the average unit value of a sale. And six, determining what the improvement was as a result of your innovation. These numbers enable you to determine the precise value of your innovation. How would you know that wearing a blue suit had a specific monetary impact on your business unless you quantified that impact and had a specific control against which to measure it? The answer is obvious. You wouldn't. And as I've said, few small business owners do quantify these things, even those who believe in quantification. Because few small business owners believe that such apparently insignificant innovations are really that important. But ask yourself, if you could increase sales 10% by doing something as simple as wearing a blue suit, would you do it? Would you make it important? The answer is as obvious as the question is ridiculous. Of course you would. And it is the obvious that must be addressed by quantification at the outset of the business development process. I mean everything. How many customers do you see in person each day? How many in the morning? In the afternoon? How many people call your business each day? How many call to ask for a price? How many want to purchase something? How many of product X are sold each day? At what time of day are they sold? How many are sold each week? Which days are busiest? How busy? And so forth. You can't ask too many questions about the numbers. Eventually, you and your people will think of your entire business in terms of the numbers. You'll quantify everything. You'll be able to read your business's health chart by the flow of the numbers. You'll know which numbers are critical and which are not. You'll become as familiar with your business's numbers as your doctor is with your blood pressure and pulse rates. Because without the numbers, you can't possibly know where you are, let alone where you're going. With the numbers, your business will take on totally new meaning. It will come alive with possibilities. Orchestration. Once you innovate a process and quantify its impact on your business, once you find something that works better than what preceded it, once you discover how to increase the yeses from your customers, your employees, your suppliers, and your lenders, at that point, it's time to orchestrate the whole thing. Orchestration is the elimination of discretion or choice at the operating level of your business. Without orchestration, nothing could be planned and nothing anticipated by you or your customer. If you're doing everything differently each time you do it, if everyone in your company is doing it by their own discretion, their own choice, rather than creating order, you're creating chaos. As Theodore Levitt says in his stunning book, Marketing for Business Growth, discretion is the enemy of order, standardization, and quality. If a blue suit works, wear it every single time you're in front of a customer, is the dictum of the disciples of orchestration. If "Hi, have you been in here before?" works better than anything else you've tried, say it every single time you greet a customer, is the rule of the day from the disciples of orchestration. By every disciple of orchestration, I'm referring to anyone who has ever seriously decided to produce a consistent, predictable result in the world of business, no matter what business they are in. Whether that be Fred Smith at Federal Express, Tom Watson at IBM, Ray Kroc at McDonald's, Walt Disney at Disney, Debbie and Randy Fields at Mrs. Fields Cookies, or whomever throughout the course of time. Because every founder of every great business format franchise company, whether it is franchised or not, knows one thing to be true. If you haven't orchestrated it, you don't own it. And if you don't own it, you can't depend on it. And if you can't depend on it, you haven't got a franchise. And without a franchise, no business can hope to succeed. If, by a franchise, you understand that I'm talking about a proprietary way of doing business that differentiates your business from everyone else's. In short, the definition of a franchise is simply your unique way of doing business. And unless your unique way of doing business can be replicated every single time, you don't own it. You have lost it. And once you've lost it, you're out of business. The need for orchestration is based on the absolutely quantifiable certainty that people will do only one thing predictably, and that is to be unpredictable. But for your business to be predictable, your people must be. Then what? Then the system must provide the vehicle to facilitate predictability. To do what? To give your customer what he wants every single time. Why? Because unless your customer gets everything he wants every single time, he'll go someplace else to get it. Orchestration is the glue that holds you fast to your customer's perceptions. Orchestration is the certainty that's absent from every other human experience. It is the order and the logic behind the human craving for reason. Orchestration is as simple as doing what you do, saying what you say, looking like you look, being how and who you are, for as long as it works, for as long as it produces the results you want. And when it doesn't work any longer, change it. The business development process is not static. It's not something you do and then are done with. It's something you do all the time. In other words, once you've innovated, quantified, and orchestrated something in your business, you must continue to innovate, quantify, and orchestrate it. The business development process is dynamic simply because the world, moving as it does, will not tolerate a stationary object. The world will collide with whatever you've created and sooner or later destroy it. The business development process is that which enables you to preempt the world's changes. It hopefully precedes them, anticipates them, and if not, at least is infinitely flexible in relationship to them. In short, innovation, quantification, and orchestration are the backbone of every extraordinary business. They are the essence of your business development process.